Hello, and welcome to Go With Angels, the podcast that explores the angelic realm. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I help you navigate the unseen, inviting you to open your heart and soar on a celestial journey of self-discovery and divine connection. Subscribe, and let me help you elevate your spirit. Angels show up in unusual ways to help you when you need it most. You may notice the angels will begin to appear more often after you start to acknowledge them. At least that's been my case. Once I said, "Hello, I'm listening," they started speaking more. Even if you don't notice much difference right away, you might discover if you quiet your mind, the angels have always been with you. Now, I know quieting your mind is difficult. It is not an easy thing to do. What I like to do is just close my eyes and breathe in, maybe to a count of four, and then breathe out. I try to do that for a count of four or five or six if I can. I can sometimes do it for an hour. Sometimes I can only do it for one breath, and then I get distracted. But you'd be amazed at how quickly the angels can respond in that nanosecond between one breath and two breaths, or 1 second and the second second. That sounds weird, but the second moment in time. The next time you do feel a presence and you wonder, is an angel near? And I'll give you some symbols to look for, some signs, and because I know sometimes I'll see or experience an angel and I wonder, who's there? So if you take a moment to ask, what is your name? Or maybe, angel, who's there? Don't be surprised if more than one angel answers, because a lot of times they like to work in pairs or more than two. I wrote a book called A Journey with Angels, and I filled it with information about angels as well as prompts to help you on your personal journey with those who have been waiting for you to acknowledge them. Angels, like humans, are distinctly different from one another, and their relationships with humans may be distinct from one person to the next. It's perfectly normal for two people to interact with the same angel in ways that are unique and special to each person. This is so you will be able to recognize your angel and know whether you're communicating with Raphael or Muriel. Both are healing angels, yet they each are very different from the other. They work differently. They appear to you differently. It is important to recognize and acknowledge your angels while you remain grateful to have their help. A Journey with Angels will answer many questions about how to access the angels who are waiting to help you. The Christian Bible describes 9 kinds of angels. Some scholars suggest that Islamic angels can be grouped into 14 categories, while the Jewish theologists teach about 10 different kinds of angels. Most people who believe in angels know a good bit more about the archangels than they do with those of other designations, such as cherubim, seraphim, thrones, powers, dominions, virtues, and principalities. Each angel and each kind of angel has a particular role to play toward helping you and other humans. Sometimes they switch roles, just like the parent who is also a coach or a cashier, a musician, or a taxi driver, a Lyft driver, an Uber Eats delivery person. The angels take on different roles to help individual people at separate times. They can work with many people at the same time, so don't be surprised to discover that your friends and family members share the same angels, at least in name. And don't be surprised to learn that you have more than one angel with the same name. I have two different Michaels. One is the Archangel Michael who works with me, and one is just another Michael. Call on your angels when you feel overwhelmed, and then patiently wait for their messages. You might be inspired to take action on a project, or you might receive an unexpected phone call from someone who offers advice or another kind of help. Archangels manage and oversee the guardian angels who are assigned to help you with the different aspects of your life. Archangels help handle life's biggest challenges. Like you, they have their own missions to fulfill, and they are willing to assist you while they fulfill their own special assignments. Just like I have a special assignment to write more books and inspire more people. That's my purpose in life. But that doesn't mean that I can't stop managing my charity called Be Unique. My assignment in life doesn't stop me from helping people with their own books or to help illustrate for others. Angels of all kinds have their strengths and areas of skill. Each one adds to the other's perfection. Did you know that before you were born, your guardian angel chose to be with you, to guide you, and to watch over you throughout your entire life? If you've ever felt that you'd been unable to connect with your angels, I guarantee you, it's because you were caught up in your own ego or the human drama of daily life. A journey with angels will help you connect or reconnect with many of the familiar and less well-known angels. If you don't know your guardian angel's name, you can ask. And when your mind is quiet, write down the first name you think of. Try this. Guardian angel, what is your name? You can ask aloud, silently, or you can write your request. If you think you imagine the name, ask again and see what names come to mind. Keep asking until you feel certain you know your guardian angel's name. I met my guardian angel the same day I met Michael, but not the Archangel Michael. I was having a really rough time, and I remember looking at a little box that had an angel in it, and I opened the box and I said, "Little angel, what is your name?" And I heard the name Alexander. And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. And then I heard, "Well, my name's Jonathan. What's yours?" And he laughed because he knew my name. And then I heard, "And my name is Michael." And I started thinking, Jonathan, Michael, Alexander, are you really my angels? And that was when I heard someone giggling, and she said, "Hey, what about me? My name's Harriet." And I learned over time, through meditation and prayer, that Harriet is my guardian angel. She's the one who told me that she was assigned to work with me before I was ever born. Your personal angels, archangels, and others reach out to you through harmonious events and signs. They can guide you in every area of your life, including wealth, health, love, and work relationships. What areas of life do you feel most challenged to navigate? Give me a call when the show's live, or send me an email at mary@beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. And just tell me, you know, just put the subject in the line, angels, and let's talk about them. Some people believe they have just one angel who watches over them and offers guidance. Others, like me, are convinced they have many angels who come when needed, and more importantly, when called on for specific tasks. I have an angel who is with me specifically when I am physically ill. I have another angel who comes to me when I am emotionally or spiritually ill. Other angels come to handle trouble with my car, believe it or not. Trust that your angels are always ready to intercede, even when you may not know you need help. Such as when you're driving and something falls off of a car or bounces out of a truck right in front of you, putting you at risk. My other book, Go With Angels, has a story called The Angel and the Wheelbarrow, because that's exactly what happened to me. I had a wheelbarrow fall out of a truck, and I knew that it was going to hit me and kill me. You talk about near-death experience and having your life flash before your eyes. That's what happened. But then I had a flash of blue, and that flash of blue carried that wheelbarrow out of my way. That was my angel, Andre. If you have ever felt that someone else controlled your car and kept you from harm, or you've seen an obstacle in the road that you were sure you'd hit with your car, but you were able to swerve safely out of the way just in time, an angel was probably with you. At any given time, you might have dozens of angels with you. I've had psychics tell me there are more than 40 with me at any given time, and this seems to be normal. I've felt that I've had as many as 100. If your mind is too busy to allow room for one angel, or you know, a dozen, or 40, or 100, find room in a special journey, just like the room I put in A Journey with Angels. But you can do it anywhere. Write down all the things that are cluttering your mind. Get them out of your mind and onto paper. Have you ever heard someone say they want to invoke their angel? This simply means they are asking for help. Angels are especially eager to help you on your spiritual journey. If you are struggling to find your way along your spiritual path, call on your angels to help you. You might want to use essential oils, prayer beads, colored lights, crystals, or rituals when you call on your angels. Although, believe me, closing your eyes and asking for assistance works just as well. A Journey with Angels helps you determine which crystals, oils, lights, or other symbols are associated with specific angels. I want you to be very specific in your request for help. State in simple terms what you want. Imagine yourself filled with and surrounded by any color light that comes to mind. You can use A Journey with Angels to find the angel associated with those colors and learn more tips on using those light rays. Speak your angel's name out loud. Whisper it in your mind or write it down, whatever feels best. If you don't know which angel to invoke, ask for help. Try saying or writing, "I don't know who to call on, so I'm asking for the angel who can serve me best to reveal your name to me now." Write down everything you see, hear, smell, taste, and feel, because I promise you, sometimes the angels will come to you in a vision. You might see a face. You might see a flash of light. You might see a curtain of light. You might hear a bell or other sounds, a horn, a trumpet. Gabriel loves to use a trumpet to make himself known. You might smell a flower, a specific flower, and you'll know the difference. You'll know if it's a rose or if it's a juniper or if it's frankincense. It might be another smell. You might smell spices or herbs. You might taste something in your mouth, even though you're not eating. You may all of a sudden imagine that you're eating an orange. You might feel a tingle. You might feel goosebumps. You might feel a shiver. You might feel heat. And if you do, there's a special angel for that. You might feel a breeze. Each angel comes a different way. The key to receiving help from the angels is simply to believe. Know that angels, archangels, and other heavenly beings exist to provide you with unconditional love and support. Know that you do, indeed, deserve to be loved without strings, and you are worthy to receive it. Express your gratitude for this kind of love, even if you've never felt it before. Imagine so much love surrounding you that you think you are dreaming. And I promise you, you are not. Remain grateful. Affirm that your request has been heard and the answer or help is on its way. Considering all things, consider ending all of your requests with your version of "Thank you for your love and guidance." Always say thank you. Angels, like humans, appreciate being acknowledged. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I know I felt this way for a long time. You may wish your angels spoke louder and with more clarity, because, you know, you'd think that would make it easier to communicate with them. Angels often speak with a soft whisper in your mind, a very soft whisper, very soft. But if they competed with the other noises that are already blasting you, they would deafen you and you'd never be able to hear anything again. If you've ever been in a crowded, noisy room where someone yelled in your ear to be sure you heard, you probably had a hard time understanding everything being said. Now, I want you to think about another time in another noisy room when someone came up and whispered in your ear. They just talked softly. How much easier was it to understand in the same kind of noise, but with that whisper? When your angels speak to you, their only intention is to help. They don't want to confound the situation. They come into your mind with soft, gentle words and ideas that inspire an action. I will tell you, this book that I wrote, A Journey with Angels, came just that way. I just had an idea, A Journey with Angels. When I wrote my angel book for children, it was an idea. Write a book about angels for children. This podcast was inspired by an idea. It's up to you to accept and learn to understand these messages. Let me ask you, the last time you had a great idea, do you remember what it was? Did you act on it? Or did you just dismiss it as, my imagination is a little active today. It doesn't mean anything. Do you now think that maybe that idea could have been inspired by one of your angels? I mean, think about all the inventions that we use today. The internet, where you're probably listening to this podcast. The microphone that I'm using to speak into to create this podcast. Earbuds, earphones, television, radio. If you're of a certain age, you might even remember when electricity was a brand new invention. Now we're looking at electric cars. Just a few hundred years ago, people only rode horses, or maybe horses and buggies. But, you know, before the buggy had a wheel, they had to invent it. Everything is an idea that somebody came up with Who do you think helps plant those ideas in our minds?
There is absolutely, positively, without a doubt, no substitute for your own relationship with your angels. They just need you to invite them to work with you. The methods for connecting with one angel will work for you to connect with your personal angel. These methods, for one, will work for communication with all. You will soon find your own personal favorite way to speak with your angels. Now, I want to introduce you to two special angels. I think it's two, or maybe I just got one. I don't really remember. I don't know how much time we've got left. But Archangel Jophiel, she is the angel of creativity, art, and beauty. You may feel her presence, especially during a full moon. I felt her when I was writing. I always feel her when I'm writing. There are several other angels that work with writers, but my writing, I consider art, and I think it's beautiful. I know it's creative, especially my novel that I'm working on right now. But Archangel Jophiel has been called the beauty of God. She is known as the patron of artists. She heals negativity and chaos and helps you see beauty in your environment. Jophiel brings organization to your home, office, and even your thoughts. You can call on her when you feel insecure. Expect her to send you beautiful thoughts to help you develop your soul's beauty. When you notice pretty things in the world or receive creative ideas that inspire you to create something lovely, know that Jophiel is near. She can communicate in a variety of ways that engage your mind. Soon you'll find your mind is overflowing with ideas because her energy provides new perspectives and fresh ways to approach life. Have you had any new crazy ideas bombarding you lately? Think about them. Ask Jophiel if they're just funny ideas or if there's something you need to work on creating. If you have a difficult problem, Jophiel is there to help you. She can help you discover new ways to handle old situations. Call on Jophiel, and you'll soon realize you now think in more positive terms. And guess what? Your life will be happier. Jophiel is the angel to turn to when you keep repeating the same mistakes and don't know how to change. She helps if you suffer from low self-esteem or find you have become the victim of other people's ignorance. I know a few people this could apply to. She can help strengthen your confidence and change your limiting thoughts and beliefs. Archangel Jophiel helps students absorb new skills and pass exams. She provides creative inspiration. Her yellow light ray has been sought as the source of inspiration for many inventors, artists, writers, and scientists. The yellow light radiates most powerfully on Mondays. But don't wait until Monday to ask her to help you replace shame, anger, sadness, helplessness, worry, frustration, bitterness, envy, vulnerability, pride, or disappointments. She can replace all of those in the blink of an eye with feelings and thoughts of delight and joy and beauty. She'll give you inspiration to move beyond the things that are bringing you down. Surround yourself in Jophiel's yellow light for the wisdom to discern God's will, gain fresh insights, and make your best decisions. Praying in the yellow light may also help you clearly understand confusing messages. This is very good. You call on Jophiel to help you understand some of the other angels, because that's what she does. She clears up misunderstandings and she clarifies cloudy messages. When you need a burst of creative energy or inspiration for a project, ask God to send Jophiel or other angels who work within the yellow light to help you. Jophiel's beautiful light may ease your stress and recharge your energy levels when you have become overly tired and forget how much fun it is to play. How do you like to play? For me, writing is playing. I love to write. I love to be around writers. I love to talk about the writing process, to do anything that works toward publication. So what I do every single day is like playing. I love dancing and singing and just listening to music. For me, playing is also photography, or my favorite is just laughing with friends. I love to organize events too. So even my work is play for me. I am so fortunate that every aspect of my life, except for maybe cooking and housework, is like play for me. I'm working on the domestic stuff, and with the help of the angels like Jophiel, I will learn how to turn the drudgery of laundry into a game. So I'm going to ask you again, how do you like to play? If you would like to talk with me about this, just call me on any of the shows where I'm live. Today is not one of those shows. But you call me or email me and I can bring it up on the air and we can talk about it. My email is mary@beunique.org. And again, that is Mary, M-A-R-Y, at beunique, beunique.org. Ask Jophiel to teach you about the beauty of God's holiness, to see yourself as God sees you, and recognize how utterly, positively, magnificently wonderful you are. Jophiel can inspire you and help you overcome your addictions and unhealthy thought patterns, so you are free to discover more of God's joy every day. The yellow angel light corresponds to the solar plexus chakra. That's located in the pit of your stomach. Basically, it's your gut. So when you work with Jophiel, you're working with your gut and you're learning to trust your instincts, your intuition, trust your gut. The ability to bring change into your life and to the world is born right here in this chakra. Ask Jophiel to use this to guide you through life. She can help you build a strong sense of self, increase your self-esteem, set personal boundaries, and magnify your willpower. That's one I need some help with, Jophiel. Cannot resist chocolate. What was the last life-changing decision you made? And I want to know, if you could choose again, would you make the same choice? I've had a lot. I've had so many life-changing moments. And I will tell you, after reflecting on them, I realized each one was absolutely divinely orchestrated. All I had to do was choose. I had to choose whether I wanted to remain an unpublished writer who kept dreaming about someday finishing a book, or choosing to get out of my own way and just going for it. Now, I have published 3 books and I am working on many, many more. 6 years ago, I chose to go to lunch with a friend, and together we chose to stop complaining about our jobs and volunteer roles, and we decided to create Be Unique. My life hasn't been the same, and that is a glorious thing. Jophiel's yellow light is associated with phenakite, Herkimer Diamond, and Citrine. I'm sure there are other yellow stones, but those are three of the very top. The energy in these crystals can help release destructive habits, anger, fear, and help you think in positive terms. Think and speak clearly, alleviate stress, enjoy peace, and help you understand God's purpose for your life. If you know your life's purpose but have struggled to know what to do with it or what steps you need to take to fulfill that purpose, call on Jophiel for her wisdom, keen understanding, and perception. Citrine is a yellow variety of quartz, and its warm color has been called a gift from the sun. This beautiful, happy stone is associated with November. Herkimer Diamond is a variety of clear quartz, known as the gemstone of extremely high vibrational light. This stone can help with astral connections and get you into a place where you feel crystal clear about things. Phenakite, one of the rarest crystals on Earth, allows you to rapidly access higher levels of awareness. It activates the crown, the third eye, and the etheric or spiritual chakras above the head, which promote your power of perception, dreams, and visions. Phenakite is an excellent meditation stone as it provides a doorway to help you achieve a deeper spiritual connection. Now, since this is a rare stone, you know the cost to buy one will likely be high. You can print out an image of phenakite, learn all you can about it, and tell Jophiel that you are thinking about this stone. As I said earlier, there are many other crystals that activate the crown and third eye chakras, so don't get hung up on this one detail. You just tell Jophiel you want to work with her. You don't need a crystal to make that happen. Jophiel is associated, not surprisingly, with the sun sign Libra. This represents balance and is guided by Venus, the planet named after the Roman goddess of beauty and love. And Jophiel is, after all, the beauty of God. It makes perfect sense. Whenever something is uncentered or slightly off balance, Jophiel works with Libra to bring it back into balance. Her beautiful way of communicating helps settle differences. Ask Jophiel to intervene if you want to heal any sort of dispute or misunderstanding and lead you back to common ground. This angel embodies the number 3, and more precisely, the number 333, 333. Number 3 represents creativity, the effort for creation, and the results of creation that can inspire others. And the fact that it's a triplicate, boo-yow, that's a lot more powerful. Once you connect with Jophiel, the beauty of God, you may notice you see 333, 333, a lot more often. Note when and where you see or hear the number 3 and how you feel when Jophiel says hello. Essential oils that correlate with Jophiel and your solar plexus chakra are helichrysum, sandalwood, lavender, myrrh, atlas, cedarwood, lemongrass, and ylang ylang. Remember earlier in the show when I was talking about recording what you smell? You might smell lavender, or you might smell a cedar, a little bit of cedar, or that sweet, sweet lemongrass. Ylang ylang is a very floral scent. You'll smell it from a mile away almost. Not as strong as patchouli, though, thank goodness. Other signs Jophiel is near are swords, sunflowers, lights of any kind. And you will probably feel her presence more strongly during the light of the full moon. If you feel your emotions change in a negative way when the moon is full, A lot of us do. Ask Jophiel to help you become more positive at this time. If you believe the moon has no effect on your moons, thank Jophiel for guiding you toward a balanced state. Whatever you ask of Jophiel on the next full moon, you can expect to receive it. So be very, very clear, be very, very specific, and be very patient. Things don't happen just because you want them instantly. Okay, I think I've got some more time. That's all I have about Archangel Jophiel for today. So I'm going to talk about an archangel I'd say almost all of us have heard about. Archangel Gabriel, or Gabriel, is the archangel of revelation. He works with those who communicate as a way to earn a living. Ta-da! That would be me. And when called on, Gabriel helps you communicate on any level. Ask for his help to accept and understand God's messages. Ask Gabriel to help you clear away confusion, achieve the wisdom you need for decisions, confidence to act on those decisions, communicate effectively with other people, and guess what? He can help you raise your children well. Gabriel is associated with the white angel light, which is why references in the Bible describe Gabriel as appearing in a brilliant flash of light. Although I will say, I have seen brilliant flashes of other colored lights, and on other shows I will talk to you about other angels and their lights. Gabriel may come into your vision robed in blue and red. If you've ever noticed a bright flash of white light while you were meditating or praying, it might have been Gabriel. He's associated with the gemstones ruby, onyx, red garnet, jasper, and obsidian. These crystals hold the energy to help you gain confidence and courage and to change negative attitudes and habits to positive ones. He also helps you stand up for what you believe in. If you want to change your behaviors, just ask Gabriel to help you. If you're ready to declare your beliefs, ask Gabriel for the courage and the strength to do it. The white light corresponds to your root chakra, located at the base of your spine. You can work with Gabriel in the white light if you have issues with back pain, if you suffer from low self-esteem, or if you want to focus on your spiritual growth. If you have ever felt compelled to declutter your home, or maybe are drawn toward donating much of what you own in an effort to downsize, Gabriel may have been working behind the scenes to help you create this change. I know a couple of years ago I did that, and I didn't realize at that time that Gabriel was totally behind me on this. This brilliant white light angel shines most powerfully on Wednesdays. I think I said that wrong. This brilliant white angel light shines most powerfully on Wednesday. So this is a great day to seek his help. But this isn't the only time to seek Gabriel's help. You can work within the white light, which represents unity, peace, purity, and honesty any day of the week, every day of the week. Now here's another reason I feel very close to Gabriel. January is Gabriel's month. I was born in January. This doesn't mean that everybody born in January feels called to work with this angel, but you might. It doesn't mean that only those born in January should call on this powerful archangel. He is ready and willing and able to help everyone who calls on him. The number associated with Gabriel is 13. This is the number of discernment. When you see any combination of ones and threes, know that Gabriel is near, ready to ask you, ready for you. Oh boy, I'm twisting my tongue up today. He is ready for you to invite him to help you. I could edit that out, but I'm not going to. Some people like to write down when and where they see the number 13 and their thoughts when they do. This is an often misunderstood, but yet very powerful number. If you have paid attention to any American pop culture, you are most likely familiar with the name Taylor Swift and her love for the number 13. I don't know if this is because she is closely aligned with Archangel Gabriel or not, and it's not for me to judge her publicity tactics. Whenever you have trouble making decisions about which of two options is the best for you, ask Angel Gabriel to help you be more decisive. He can also help you realize the kind of person you are meant to be. Seek inspiration and the motivation to take the steps needed to become that person. Ask for the strength and courage you need to make wise decisions as you move through life. If you ask, Gabriel will help you remove any negative ways of thinking, attitudes, and unhealthy habits that may be slowing your growth. Allow Gabriel to help you release your insecurities and strengthen your trust and confidence. If you have trouble forgiving yourself or are filled with shame over past decisions, ask the white ray angels, led by Gabriel, to show you how much you are loved and ask to see your life from God's view. Boy, can you imagine if you see yourself the way God sees you? Ah, the amount of self-love you would have for yourself. Ask for more hope. God's messenger can help you speak, write, and listen better. Communicate in the white light so your messages are received well and to be sure you can understand what others are trying to communicate with you. If you are a parent, no matter how old your children are, call on Gabriel to deliver the strength and wisdom you need to effectively communicate and raise your children in the light. Gabriel may inspire you to create beautiful things that other people can relate to. Have you hesitated to create and share things with the world? Why do you think you waited to start? I know that I always felt like I wasn't a painter and nobody wanted to look at my art, but I've been displaying it lately at other events, and guess what? They like it. People want to buy it. Not in droves and not for thousands of dollars, but you know what? A little bit's a little bit, and people see the value in it. When you work with Gabriel, you can expect to be given intensified psychic connections, spirit-led messages, and help where you least expect it. Gabriel brings a fun element with a serious undertone. Kind of like me. Thank you, Gabriel, for bringing that to my attention. If you have ever received clear answers to questions that astounded you or solutions that came when you weren't expecting them, perhaps during your sleep, that was probably Gabriel nudging you in the direction you need to go for your highest good. Sometimes Gabriel will send messages through other people. You'll get a phone call. Somebody will say, I've got an idea for a fundraiser for your charity. What do you think? And I think that's Gabriel working behind the scenes to make it so. Gabriel can help you speak your mind clearly, kindly, and to display your feelings with guidance. Ask for help to know when and how to take action, and always be grateful for his support on your spiritual journey. If you would like proof that Gabriel is near you, look for lilies and listen for the sound of a trumpet, his favorite musical instrument. And it doesn't have to be the old-timey biblical trumpets that we see in pictures. It can be a brand new modern jazz trumpet. It can be a trumpet in the band or the orchestra, a marching band. It doesn't matter. Gabriel just likes trumpets. He governs self-expression, arts, mass media, social media, and every possible form of communication, so it's easy to find signs of his presence in your life. If you see antique books, pens, scrolls, know that this angel is not far away. Be assured he is ready to help when you need to clear up a conflict or otherwise need to clearly communicate. Oh, I lost my brain. I just forgot what I was saying. If you have been told that you are claircognizant, like I am, or clairvoyant, time to refresh the mouth. If you've been told that you are claircognizant or clairvoyant, the person who said that may have been delivering a divine message for the Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel is the messenger of God. But sometimes he uses humans to carry his messages. Clairvoyance is the ability to discern objects or to receive messages not available to the five senses. When you intuitively possess knowledge you haven't studied or received from an outside source, you possess claircognizance. It's a knowing without knowing how or why you know. I've always known things without studying them. And for a long time, I didn't understand how I could. Now I realize that Archangel Gabriel has been working with me for many years. Because I am a writer and a podcaster, I realize just how much Gabriel has been using me to help spread knowledge worldwide. You can use frankincense, rosemary, and eucalyptus oils to help keep your throat chakra open for written, spoken, and other forms of communication. Gabriel is associated with Mercury, the planet regarded as the ruler of communication, mental processes, fluidity, reasoning, rationality, and adaptability. Mercurial, anyone? Gabriel has often been depicted with a scepter and scroll. Sometimes his scepter or wand is made from the braided stems of lilies. He is the patron of writers, thank you, painters, thank you again, and all arts that involve the hands. You can call on Gabriel to help you fully express yourself through art. If you've ever wondered if you have what it takes to write or paint or do other creative work, Gabriel will remind you of the strong impact your work has had and will continue to have on the world and the people around you. If you feel an urge to do something you've been thinking about for a while, ask if that's Gabriel pushing you to go for it. He is ready to help you get started creating your own art. When you feel an urge to do something different with your life, as I do almost all the time, or even just drive a different way to work for a new view, yep, that's me, or follow a different path, that's probably Archangel Gabriel delivering divine support with his gentle and loving guidance. Well, you know, that just makes me happy to know that Gabriel's been with me as long as he has. Just kind of cool. That brings me to the end of what I have to say about Archangel Gabriel and the end of today's show. As I wrap up today's journey with angels, remember, every step you take is a guided step, and every moment is an opportunity to spread your wings. Until next time, and every time, every day, may you go with angels, and may you find inspiration everywhere you look. I'll be sending you love, light, and joy along your journey. Just keep soaring, keep spreading those wings, and don't worry about looking before you leap. Leap, build your wings on the way down, and know that the angels are there with you. Bye-bye.